In keeping guns from people who shouldn't have them, California's firing some blanks. It's the Friday Mixer. Gun sales in California continue to rise. According to the Attorney General's office, there were close to 1 million guns sold in the Golden State last year, an increase of close to 100% since the year 2010. And of all the people who applied for a background check in 2014, fewer than 9,000 were denied, less than 1% of those buying weapons. And a report released last week by California State Auditor, a program to recover guns from people prohibited from owning them, is running way behind by thousands of cases. Now, it's an issue, of course, that keeps coming up because of mass shootings in Isla Vista, Aurora, Newtown, Connecticut, last night even in Louisiana, where suspects in those cases were known to have mental health issues. Kate Wheeling is a reporter who wrote about this issue in California in the latest issue of Pacific Standard. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You bet. How easy is it to get a gun, access to a gun, if you're mentally ill or you have a criminal background in California?
Well, California actually does have some of the strictest laws in the United States to keep guns away from people that aren't supposed to have them. But one of the loopholes that we do have here is a lot of people are turning to websites online to buy guns. So there's a lot of sites out there that are basically Craigslist for weapons. People can post ads if they want to buy or sell guns, and those are still actually unregulated here. So it's not as hard as you would think.
Unregulated, you say. You write about this program in your piece called the Armed Prohibited Persons System. I know the internet is a very big, vast, cavernous place, but they can't see this?
No. So the Armed Prohibited Persons System checks information from background checks for guns against information of databases of people that aren't supposed to have guns. So whether that's crime data or data from mental health institutions, when people buy guns through private sales, so if you buy a gun from your friend or online or something like that, those aren't subject to background checks. So the system has no way to see those purchases.
Has no way to see it. So they match it to the gun ownership records.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know this report from the state auditor says in the first quarter of this year, the state Justice Department had roughly, what was it, 3,600 reports that had been backlogged? That's a big number.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the daily number of matches in their system that they need to get through. That's 3,600 people that have been identified as owning guns and having, I guess, no legal right to own those weapons. They identify those matches, and then they have to further investigate them and send agents out to go get those weapons.
But 3,600 people have guns who aren't supposed to have them, so where are the agents?
The way the system works is that there's an automated program that spits out matches between people who have bought guns and people that are not supposed to own guns. And so then the department has a team of people that have to go through those matches and review them and make sure they're legitimate. So they have to make sure that those two people are in fact the same person, that they do in fact own guns, and that they are actually prohibited from owning them. They have to figure out how many guns they have, and then they send the agents out. So that's where the backlog is actually happening.
Is the state doing anything to improve the efficiency of this program?
Absolutely, yes. So the Department of Justice is working with the Department of Healthcare Services and mental health institutions to try to make sure that they have all the data that they need, which should also help the backlog a little bit. And they've added a lot of agents in the last couple years to help go out there and collect these guns once they've identified people that have them. So they're doing everything they can at this point, it seems.
Why do you suppose California is the only state with this type of program, this armed prohibited person system?
California for a long time has had laws that close this problem called the gun show loophole, and that is that sales of weapons at gun shows aren't always subject to background checks. And so a handful of states have passed laws now that require background checks on those sales, but California was one of the first. So they have been keeping track of gun sales for almost two decades now, which is about almost as long as background checks have been required. So they just have the data that most other states don't have at this point.
Kate Wheeling writes for Pacific Standard with us this week for the Friday Mixer. Kate, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.